Come on, would you press into that prayer right now? If you've prayed everything you know to pray, would you let that heavenly language flow right now? Somebody speak in tongues with authority in this place right now.
Come on, press on in right now. God's working in this house. Somebody begin to press right now. The Spirit of God is moving in this house. Oh, somebody lift up your voice right now. Somebody begin to magnify the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God's working in this house right now.
Dios está obrando en esta
There's
casa.
A miracle in this house right now.
Hay un milagro aquí en esta
Salvation
casa.
Is here in this house.
Salvación está aquí.
One more time, somebody lift up your voice. Somebody cry out to God.
Una más vez, levanta su voz.
In this house right now.
El Espíritu de Dios está en esta casa.
Hey, I don't know what you need from God today, but you don't need to leave this house without it.
No necesitas salir de esta casa sin lo que
you
necesitas.
You need to get what you came for today.
Necesitas recibir lo que viniste.
Hey, don't leave this house the same way that you came.
No salga lo mismo como
but
viniste.
But there's a Savior that's in this house right now.
Porque
and
el Salvador
he wants to
que está
meet with
esta
this
casa.
People today.
Está con este pueblo hoy.
Oh, Jesus, we pray. Magnify you, O God. Praise God, praise God. What a spirit is in this house right now.
Qué gran espíritu está en esta casa.
I'm telling you, in an atmosphere like this, anything can happen.
En una atmósfera como así, todo
Does anybody
puede pasar.
Believe that in the house today?
¿Cuántos creen eso hoy?
Praise God. Amen. If you'll turn in your Bibles.
Vamos a leer.
Jonah chapter 1.
Jonás capítulo 1.
Be in Jonah chapter 1. We're going to skip over to Jonah chapter 3 and then we'll go to John chapter 4.
Luego capítulo 3 y luego San Juan capítulo 4.
Read a few verses of scripture here today.
Unos pocos versículos hoy.
Amen. Thankful for all of the visitors that are in the house. Let's give the visitors a hand. We're glad that you're here.
Estoy agradecido por todos los visitantes hoy.
Amen. You want to make sure you come back tonight for the Christmas party.
Necesita venir esta noche por la fiesta de Navidad.
And invite somebody to the house tonight.
Y invite a alguien a la casa de Dios.
It's going to be a good time to get with the people of God.
Va a ser un buen tiempo esta noche.
Amen. Let's preach for a little while.
Vamos a predicar.
Jonah chapter 1.
Jonás capítulo 1.
We'll begin reading in verse 1. The Bible says, Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Jonah chapter 3, we'll begin reading verse 1. The Bible says, And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. If you'll flip over in your Bible, John chapter 4, one verse of scripture, verse 35. When you got it, say amen. The Bible says, Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes, look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. He tells Jonah, he says, arise and go.
Él dice a Jonás, levántate y ve.
He said, I want you to preach to Nineveh.
Quiero que predicar a Nineveh.
For a couple moments today, I want to preach to you on this topic.
Quiero predicar en este mensaje.
Preach to the city.
Predicar a la ciudad.
Preach to the city.
Predicar a la ciudad.
If you would, put your Bibles down. Let's pray all over this house.
Vamos a orar en esta casa.
Mighty God, we love you. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, your provision. God, I ask that you would continue to move in this house. God, anoint my lips of clay. God, I pray that you would move in a powerful way. God, change us by your word today. God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, let them be acceptable in thy sight. Jesus, you're my strength and my redeemer. And let somebody say in Jesus' name, Amen. Clap your hands right now all over this house. Somebody lift up a shout of praise.
Aplaude sus manos toda en esta casa.
Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Se puede sentar en la presencia del Señor.
The man Jonah was a prophet of God.
El hombre Jonás era un profeta de Dios.
The fifth of the 12 minor prophets.
El quinto de los profetas menores.
He had a calling on his life. He had a mission.
Él tuvo una misión.
He had a purpose.
Tenía un propósito.
There was something that God wanted him to do.
Había algo que Dios quería que lo haga.
And as the Lord would speak, arise, go unto Nineveh.
Y el Señor le dijo, levántate y predica la ciudad.
That great city and cry against it.
Y clamar contra eso.
He was a man commissioned to preach to the city of Nineveh.
Él tuvo una misión predicar a la ciudad de Nineveh.
A city that was disconnected from the Jews.
Que no era conectado de los judíos.
A city that was disconnected from God.
No era conectado con Dios.
In fact, Jonah was the only prophet sent to preach to the heathen.
Él fue el solo predicador que fue enviado.
The other prophets were sent to preach to God's people, the people of Israel.
Los otros profetas predicaban a Israel.
And it had fallen on Jonah's lot to preach to the city of Nineveh.
Y era el trabajo de Jonás predicar a esa ciudad de Nineveh.
A city that was full of wickedness.
Que estaba lleno con maldad.
An Assyrian city that was known for its torture.
Fue sabía por su tortura.
The Assyrians would literally cut off the heads of their enemy.
Ellos cortaban las cabezas de su enemiga.
And they would make pyramids outside the city gates of their enemy.
Y hacen edificios grandes de las cabezas de sus enemigos.
For anybody to see that would oppose the people of Nineveh.
Por cualquier persona que ve eso.
It was a city with 15 gates.
Con 15 puertas.
And they set up bull statues on each of the gates.
Tenían estatuas de toros.
It was a city known for its idolatrous worship to other gods.
Era conocido por su alabar a los ídolos.
And God tells the man Jonah.
Y Dios dice a Jonás.
He said, I want you to preach to that city.
Quiero que predicar a esa ciudad.
A city that didn't even seem interested in reconciliation.
Una ciudad que no estaba interesada en reconciliación.
A city that didn't seem interested in turning away from its wicked ways.
No quería cambiar de sus maneras malas.
God said, you gotta get up, Jonah.
Él dijo, tiene que levantarte,
Jonah. He said, I want you to preach to those people.
Quiero que predicas a ese pueblo.
120,000 men.
1,200 hombres.
That couldn't discern between their right hand and their left hand.
Que no sabía la mano derecha de la izquierda.
And as the story goes, Jonah finds a ship and tells the mariners to take him as far as he can get.
Encuentra una nave en Joppe.
Far away from his purpose.
Lejos de su propósito.
Far away from his calling.
Lejos de su llamamiento.
Away from the place that God has called him to.
Lejos del lugar de Dios lo llamó.
Jonah was running from God.
Jonás estaba corriendo de
Dios. He was running from the call of God.
Corriendo de la llama.
Does anybody know what I'm talking about in this house?
¿Cuántos saben lo que estoy hablando esta
noche? You may have found yourself in a place.
Tal vez te encuentras en un lugar.
Where you have turned away from God.
Donde has cambiado tu manera de Dios.
And you begin to run in the opposite direction of what God has told you to do.
Y tú comienzas a correr en la opposite dirección.
Am I preaching to any real people that'll keep it real today?
Estoy predicando a algún pueblo.
That'll let somebody know.
Que dirá a alguien.
That I know what it is to walk away from God.
Que yo sé yo qué es.
I know what it is to walk in the opposite direction.
Caminar en la dirección.
When God has given me a charge.
Cuando Dios me ha dado una llama.
I know what it is to turn my back on God.
Para cambiar mi espalda
and
a Dios.
And go in the opposite direction.
Ir en la otra dirección.
He was running from God.
Estuvo corriendo de Dios.
The Bible says that Jonah goes to Tarshish.
Él va a Tarshish.
And he flees from the presence of the Lord.
Y él sale de la presencia del Señor.
The Bible says that the Lord sent a great wind upon the sea.
Él envió una gran tempestad.
And this wind began to beat up against the ship like
fue muy malo a la nave.
And it was like to be broken.
Y era como roto.
And the mariners were afraid and every man began to cry out to his God.
Y los hombros clamaron al Señor.
And they started throwing stuff off of the boat.
Y comenzaron a tirar cosas de la nave.
And Jonah had gone down into the sides of the ship.
Y Jonás iba al abajo de la nave.
And the prophet of God.
Y el profeta de Dios.
That was sent to preach to the city.
Que fue enviado a predicar a la ciudad.
The Bible says that he was in the bottom of the boat fast asleep.
Él estaba durmiendo.
While souls were perishing.
Cuando las almas estaban muriendo.
Jonah was asleep.
Jonás estaba dormida.
It wasn't his fault that Nineveh was in the condition they were in.
No era su culpa que Nineveh estaba malo.
And they were about to be destroyed.
Y iban a ser destruidos.
But Jonah said, "It's not my problem."
Pero él dijo, "No es mi problema."
I'm going to sleep.
Yo voy a dormir.
Can I preach to somebody right now?
¿Puedo predicar a alguien hoy?
And let you know.
Y te digo.
That today is not a day that the church needs to be asleep.
Que hoy no es un día que la iglesia necesita dormir.
But today is a day.
Pero hoy es el día.
That the church needs to rise up.
Que la iglesia necesita levantarse.
And the church needs to preach to the city.
Y predicar a la ciudad.
You've got to wake up, Jonah.
Tienes que despertarte,
There's
Jonah.
There's souls that are perishing.
Hay almas que están
You've
durmiendo.
You've got to get up, Jonah.
Tienes que levantarte.
You've got to get up out of your slumber.
No tienes que dormir.
You've got to get up out of your sleep.
Necesitas levantar.
And you've got to get concerned about the Father's business.
Y estar concernado con el negocio
Somebody
del...
clap your hands right now.
¿Cuántos aplauden sus manos?
Praise God. And the shipmaster came to Jonah.
Y el maestro del barco vino a Jonás.
And he said, "What meaneth thou, O sleeper?"
Y él dijo, ¿qué significas?
He said, "Arise, call upon your God."
Clama a tu Dios.
He said, "Maybe God will think upon us that we won't die."
Tal vez él pensará sobre nosotros.
And they began to cast lots to see what the cause was.
Ellos echaron como juegos.
And the lot fell to the man Jonah.
Y era como Jonás.
And they asked him the question. They said, "What is your occupation?"
¿Qué es su trabajo?
And where do you come from?
¿Y de dónde vienes?
And what country are you from?
¿Y de qué país vienes?
And what people are you of?
¿Y de qué pueblo?
And he said unto them, "I am a Hebrew."
Él dijo que
he
yo
said,
soy hebreo.
The Lord,
yo temo al Señor,
the God of heaven,
el Dios de los cielos,
which made the sea and dry land.
Que hizo el mar y la tierra.
The Bible says that the men were exceedingly afraid.
Los hombres tenían mucho miedo.
And they said, "Why have you done this?"
Y ellos dijeron, ¿por qué has hecho esto?
For they knew he had went away from the presence of the Lord.
Porque ellos sabían que él ha salido de la presencia.
And even people that were turned away from God.
Y tal vez y también el pueblo que sale de Dios.
They didn't know who the one true living God was.
Ellos no conocieron al único Dios.
They were trying to get the man Jonah.
Ellos trataban conseguir a
realign
Jonás
with this purpose.
En conexión con este propósito.
Realign with this calling.
En conexión con este llamamiento.
Realign with the mission that God had given him.
Con la misión de Dios.
And the Bible says that they started to talk to him.
Ellos comenzaron a hablar con él.
What are you doing? Why won't you follow after that God?
¿Qué estás haciendo? ¿Por qué no sigues a Dios?
How can we make this thing stop?
¿Cómo podemos parar esto?
Jonah said, "Why don't you throw me overboard?"
¿Por qué no me tiras al mar?
For he knew that God commanded the sea.
Porque él sabía que Dios mandó al mar.
He said, "Just throw me overboard."
Tíreme del mar.
And the mariners say, "You know what?
Y ellos dijeron, ¿sabe qué?
We're going to try to save the man.
Vamos a tratar salvar al hombre.
That's not willing to save the other people."
Que no quiere salvar a los otros.
The Bible said they begin to row hard to try to make it to land.
Ellos comenzaron ir a duramente.
My God, isn't it crazy?
No es loco.
That these people didn't even know God.
Que este pueblo no conoció
they
a Dios.
Weren't called to be a prophet to the nations.
No eran llamados ser profetas.
They weren't called to preach to the city.
No eran llamados predicar
but
a la
they
ciudad.
Had an attitude in their spirit.
Pero ellos tenían una actitud
that
en
I gotta
espíritu.
Save the man of God.
Tengo que salvar al hombre.
I know you're supposed to go and talk to people about your God.
Yo sé que tú debes hablar con las personas sobre tu Dios.
I know you're supposed to be doing what we're doing right now.
Debes estar haciendo lo que estamos haciendo.
But we don't want to throw you overboard.
Pero no queremos tirarte.
We want to save your life.
Queremos salvar su vida.
That should have spoke to Jonah right there.
Eso debe hablar hablado a Jonás.
That there are people that were willing to save his life.
Que el pueblo que iba a salvar su vida.
And he should get up and go and save the city of Nineveh.
Y él se debe levantar y salvar a la ciudad de Nínive.
I just come to tell somebody.
Yo vengo a decir a alguien.
There are people in this sanctuary today.
Hay pueblo en ese santuario.
That God has given you a cause to fight for.
Que Dios te ha dado un causa.
That God has given you a word in your mouth.
Una palabra en su boca.
But you have turned yourself in the opposite direction.
Pero te has cambiado en la otra dirección.
Can I preach to you for just a minute and tell you?
Te puedo predicar.
That God knows exactly where you are.
Que Dios sabe exactamente dónde estás.
And that God can find you.
Y Dios te puede encontrar.
And that God can use other people.
Dios puede usar a
to try to turn you back to his will.
Cambiarte por su voluntad.
I come to tell somebody today.
Yo vengo a decir a alguien hoy.
You got to get back aligned with your purpose.
Tienes que estar
conectaron.
You gotta get back aligned with your calling.
Alinearon con su llamamiento.
Whatever God has called you to do.
Cualquier cosa Dios te ha llamado.
You gotta get about the business of doing it.
Debes estar sobre el negocio.
Somebody clap your hands and give God praise.
Aplaude sus manos a Dios.
And the wind didn't stop.
Y la tempestad no paró.
No matter how hard they rowed the boat.
No era importante que
duro. The wind
would
continue to come up against them.
La tempestad vino contra ellos.
The Bible says that they had no other choice, basically.
Ellos no tenían otra opción.
They had to throw Jonah overboard.
Ellos tuvieron que tirar a Jonás.
The Bible says, wherefore they cried unto the Lord.
La Biblia dice que ellos clamaron a Dios.
These are the mariners.
Y estos eran los hombres.
These are the people that weren't connected with God.
El pueblo que no estaba conectado con Dios.
They begin to cry unto the Lord.
Comenzaron a clamar al Señor.
And they made vows to him.
Hicieron promesas con él.
Can I tell you?
Te puedo decir
that even when you try to walk away from God,
que cuando tratas caminar de Dios,
and even when you try to walk away from your calling,
y aun cuando ya sales de su llamamiento,
that people are still going to feel the calling that's on your life.
El pueblo todavía va a sentir el llamamiento
en su vida.
And people
are still going to feel the God that you gave service to.
Ellos van a sentir a Dios que dice su vida.
I come to tell you today.
Vengo a decirte hoy.
You can't escape the plan of God.
No puedes salir del plan de Dios.
You can't escape the call that's on your life.
No puedes salir del llamamiento.
You can run, but you can't hide today.
Puedes correr, pero no puedes escoger.
Praise God. Somebody give God praise.
Gloria
right now.
A Dios.
Somebody clap your hands all over this house.
Aplaude sus manos en toda esta casa.
The Bible said they threw him overboard.
Ellos tiraron a Jonás.
And the Lord prepared a great fish to swallow him up.
Y Dios preparó un gran pez.
And he was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
Él estuvo en el estómago del pez.
The Bible says that Jonah began to pray.
Jonás comenzó a orar.
He made the belly of a fish a prayer room.
Él hizo ese estómago una habitación de oración.
And he tells God, he says these words.
Y él dice estas palabras.
He said, I will look towards thy holy temple.
Yo miraré a su templo.
And Jonah, who flees in the opposite direction of the call,
y Jonás que sale del llamamiento,
begins to turn around again.
Él comienza a convertirse.
Can I preach to you today that there is repentance in the house of the Lord?
Hay arrepentimiento en la casa de Dios.
If you make up in your mind today,
si tú decides en tu mente,
that I'm sick of going in my own way,
que no quiero ir en mi dirección,
I'm sick of living life the way that I want to live it,
no quiero vivir como mí,
but I got to turn around towards the temple of God today.
Pero yo tengo que arrepentir.
And I've got to repent.
Yo tengo que arrepentir.
And move towards a life that wants to live for God.
Y mover hacia el plan de
that
Dios.
Wants to follow after the call.
Que quiere seguir al plan.
Does anybody know what I'm preaching today?
¿Cuántos saben lo que estoy predicando?
You are on your way to a devil's hell.
Tú estabas en su camino.
You were standing in a place that you didn't belong.
Tú estabas levantándose.
You were turned away from the house of God.
Eras cambiado del plan de Dios.
I just come to preach if you turn back.
Yo vengo a predicar si tú arrepentes.
If you turn yourself around today,
si tú conviertes tu persona,
that there is repentance in the house of God.
Que hay arrepentimiento aquí.
Do I got a witness in the house right
tengo
now?
Tengo un testigo hoy.
That'll let somebody know.
Que dirá a alguien.
There's repentance for you today.
Hay arrepentimiento para ti.
You can turn away from your sin today.
Puedes cambiar de tus maneras.
You can turn towards the will of God today.
Y caminar al Señor.
Praise God. He tells God, he said, I will pay that which I have vowed.
Él dice que yo voy a pagar lo que yo he dicho.
He said, salvation is of the Lord.
Y salvación es del Señor.
He said, I don't get to choose.
No puedo escoger.
Get saved.
¿Quién es salvado?
But God does.
Pero Dios.
And God spoke to the fish and it vomited out Jonah upon dry land.
Dios habló al pez y el pez tiró a Jonás.
And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying.
La palabra de Dios vino a Jonás la segunda vez.
Can I tell you today?
Te puedo decir.
That God will speak to you the first time.
Que Dios te habla la primera vez.
And you may not be able to comprehend the magnitude of the call.
Y tal vez no puede comprender la profundidad.
And God will declare what he wants to do in your life.
Y Dios declarará lo que él quiere hacer.
But oftentimes we stumble along the way.
Pero muchas veces nosotros temblamos.
And we find ourselves in the opposite direction of the call.
Y nos encontramos en la dirección contra.
And we fall down like Jonah.
Y caímos como Jonás.
And we continue to escape the call of God. God.
Y seguimos saliendo del plan de Dios.
But somewhere along the line.
Pero en ese camino.
The Bible says that he came again to Jonah a second time.
La Biblia dice que Dios vino a Jonás la segunda vez.
Can I preach to somebody and let you know today?
¿Puedo predicar a alguien hoy?
That you may not have got reconciled with your call the first time.
Que tal vez no estás haciendo su llamo.
But we serve a God.
Pero servimos a un Dios.
That is rich in mercy.
Que es rico en misericordia.
That'll come back around again.
Que él va a venir.
And he'll call you a second time.
Y él te llama una segunda
he'll
vez.
Let you know, I know you fell down.
Yo sé que tú has caído.
I know you may have lost your way.
Tal vez perdiste tu camino.
But Jonah, I'm going to come a second time.
Pero Jonás, yo voy a venir una segunda
vez. And I'm going to give you the charge again.
Y te voy a cargar otra vez.
It's the man Peter.
Es el hombre Pedro.
Where he says, Simon, Simon.
Él dice, Simón, Simón.
Satan has desire to have you that he may sift you as wheat.
Satanás quiere comerte.
He said, but I have prayed for you.
Pero yo he orado por ti.
That your faith fail you not.
Que tu fe no falla.
He said, there's going to come a point, Peter.
Va a haber un punto.
He said, you're not going to do everything right.
No vas a hacer toda cosa correctamente.
He said, you're going to make some mistakes.
Tal vez vas a tener errores.
You're going to fall away from the call of God.
Vas a caer del plan de
Dios.
You're
going to make some bad decisions.
Vas a hacer unas decisiones malas.
He said, but there's going to come a point, Peter.
Pero va a venir un punto.
When thou art converted.
Cuando eres convertido.
That you're going to strengthen your brethren.
Que vas a fortalecer tus hermanos.
I come to tell somebody.
Yo vengo a decir a alguien.
That all along your way when you stumbled and fell along the path.
Que cuando estás en ese camino.
And you may not have got it right the first time.
Y tal vez no tienes correcto la primera
anybody
vez.
Anybody thankful for a God that'll come a second time.
¿Cuántos están agradecidos por la
anybody
segunda
thankful
vez?
Thankful for a God that'll come back.
Que él va a regresar.
Anybody thankful for a God that'll give you a second chance.
Él te da una segunda oportunidad.
Abraham, when you try to do it your way.
Cuando lo quieres hacerlo
en tu camino. And you try to make the plan work on your terms.
Y quieres hacer tu plan.
We serve a God.
Servimos a un Dios.
That after the mistake.
Que después del error.
And after the mess up.
Después del problema.
And after all the moments where you are away from the things of God.
Después de todos esos momentos cuando estás lejos.
God will come back a second time.
Dios regresará una segunda vez.
Is anybody thankful today?
¿Cuántos están agradecidos por eso hoy?
Praise God. He tells Jonah.
Él dice a Jonás. Una segunda vez.
He said, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city.
Levántate y ve a esa ciudad.
And preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee.
Y predica el mensaje que yo te voy a
and
dar.
So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh.
Y él se levantó y fue a Nineveh.
According to the word of the Lord.
Acorde a la palabra de Dios.
And now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey.
Y Nineveh era un gran ciudad.
And Jonah began to enter the city a day's journey.
Y él comenzó a entrar.
The city Nineveh was 60 miles.
La ciudad de Nineveh era 60 miles.
Some scholars would say that it took 3 days to get through the whole city.
Y tomó 3 días para pasar por esa ciudad.
If you took it 20 miles per day.
Si tú lo hiciste como 20 miles por día.
Bible says that Jonah only went in a day's journey.
Él fue solo en un día.
Which some believe that he stood in the center of the city.
Él se levantó en el centro de la ciudad.
And Jonah entered the city.
Y él entró la ciudad.
And he began to cry.
Y él comenzó a llamar.
And this was his sermon.
Y este fue su mensaje.
He said, yet 40 days.
Él dijo, fallaron como 40 días.
And Nineveh shall be overturned.
Y Nineveh va a ser convertido.
The Bible says that the people of God believed him.
El pueblo de Dios creyeron a él.
They got sackcloth and ashes.
Ellos tenían la ropa del sacerdote.
They begin to fast.
Ellos comenzaron a ayunar.
They said nobody eat or drink.
Nadie va a comer o tomar.
Not even the animals.
Ni los animales.
He said maybe God will turn away from his evil from us.
Tal vez Dios va a cambiar su maldad.
The Bible says God saw their works.
La palabra dice que ellos vieron sus
and they
sus
turned
obras,
from their evil way.
Y ellos cambiaron de sus maldades.
And God repented of the evil that he had said that he would do unto them.
Y Dios arrepintió de la maldad que él iba a enviar.
And Jonah went to preach to the city.
Y Jonás fue a predicar a la ciudad.
To preach is to publicly proclaim.
Predicar es proclamar en pública.
It's to proclaim divine truth.
Es proclamar la verdad divina.
And Jonah would proclaim unto Nineveh.
Y él iba a predicar a Nineveh.
Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overturned.
Fallaron 40 días.
Jonah preached unto them 8 words.
Él predicó ocho palabras.
They say it was 5 words in the Hebrew.
5 palabras en el hebreo.
It really didn't matter how many words he said.
No se importó cuántas palabras eran.
Because Jonah was dealing with a prepared people.
Porque él estaba hablando con un pueblo preparado.
Some people say that it was possibly the shortest sermon of all the Bible.
Fue el mensaje más corto en toda la Biblia.
But they were a prepared people.
Eran un pueblo preparado.
That were ready to receive.
Que estaban listos para
recibir.
That
were ready to change.
Lista para cambiar.
They just needed a preacher.
Ellos necesitaron a un pueblo, a un predicador.
Nineveh was a place of wickedness.
Era una ciudad de maldad.
They did all the things that we talked about before.
Hicieron todas las cosas de que hablamos antes.
But somewhere along the way,
pero en ese camino,
they realized I gotta get back to God or I gotta find God.
Yo tengo que encontrar a Dios.
I need something different to change my situation.
Yo necesito algo diferente y cambiar mi situación.
I need something different to change my world.
Cambiar mi mundo.
I need a preacher to come and preach the gospel to me.
Yo necesito a un predicador.
I need somebody to stand up and declare the word of God.
Yo necesito que alguien se levante y declare.
Somebody to publicly proclaim
y proclamar en pública
the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
La muerte y la resurrección de Dios.
Do I've got a preacher in the house today?
Tengo a un predicador en
la
casa.
Is there anybody that'll preach the gospel today?
Hay alguien aquí que va a predicar
el evangelio. Is
there
anybody that'll open up your mouth and begin to declare?
¿Cuántos van a abrir su boca y declarar?
The Bible says in John chapter 4.
La Biblia dice en Juan capítulo 4.
Say not ye that there are 4 months and then come the harvest.
No diga que hay 4 meses y luego la siega.
He tells them, he said, behold.
Él dice, créame.
He said, lift up your eyes.
Levante sus ojos.
He said, and look towards the fields.
Y mira a los campos.
He said, they are white and all ready to harvest.
Y están blancos.
He said, the harvest is plenteous.
La siega está lista,
but the laborers are few.
Pero los trabajadores son pocos.
Pray that the Lord of the harvest,
el Señor de la siega,
will send laborers into the harvest.
Va a enviar trabajadores.
Can I propose to somebody in this house today,
te puedo decir hoy,
that the fields are ready,
que los campos están listos,
that the fields are screaming,
los campos están ya
that
llorando,
the fields begin to lift their voice and cry out.
Ellos levantan sus voces y clamar.
I'm broken, send me a preacher.
Yo estoy roto, envíame
I'm
un predicador.
Hurting, send me a preacher.
Estoy doniendo.
I want to be saved. Somebody preach the gospel.
Yo quiero ser salvado. Alguien predícame.
Do I got anybody that's willing to declare?
Tengo alguien que está listo para declarar.
Do I got anybody in the house that's willing to publicly proclaim?
¿Qué quiere proclamar?
Somebody willing to preach the gospel.
Están listos para predicar.
To every creature.
A cada criatura.
You ought to give them praise right now.
Debes adorar al Señor.
And preaching.
Y predicación
is God's system.
Es el sistema de Dios.
Bible says in 1 Corinthians 12:1.
La Biblia dice en 1 Corintios 12:1.
For after that, in the wisdom of God,
después de esa sabiduría
the
de
world
Dios,
by wisdom knew not God.
El mundo no conoció a Dios.
And it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching.
Y agradó a Dios por la locura
to
de
save
la predicación.
Them that believe.
Salvar a los que creyeron.
Romans 10:14.
Romanos capítulo 10.
He says, how shall they call on him?
¿Cómo van a llamar a él?
In whom they have not believed.
En quien ellos no han creído.
And how shall they believe
¿y cómo
in
van a creer en él?
Of whom they have not heard.
De quien no han oído.
And how shall they hear
¿y cómo van a oír?
Without a preacher.
Sin un predicador.
He said the people need a preacher.
El pueblo necesita un predicador.
The city of Nineveh needed a preacher.
La ciudad de Nineveh necesitó.
They were ready to change.
Estaban listos para
they
cambiar.
Were ready to turn from their wicked ways.
Ellos estaban listos a convertir.
But Jonah, you gotta get up from your sleep.
Pero Jonás tiene que levantarte de
and you gotta go and preach to the city.
Tiene que predicar a
you've got to go and publicly proclaim.
Tiene que proclamar.
They needed somebody to declare.
Necesitaron a alguien declarar.
What thus saith the word of God.
Lo que dice la palabra de Dios.
Repent and be baptized.
Arrepéntete y sé bautizado.
Every one of you.
Cada uno de vosotros.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
En el nombre de Jesucristo.
For the remission of your sins.
Por el perdón de sus
and
pecados.
And ye shall receive.
Y tú recibirás.
The gift of the Holy Ghost.
El don del Espíritu Santo.
Somebody ought to give God praise.
¿Cuántos hablaban al Señor?
He said, and how shall they preach?
Y él dijo, ¿cómo van a predicar?
Except they be sent.
más que son enviados.
As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace.
Qué hermosos son los pies de esos que predican.
And bring glad tidings of good things.
Y traen cosas buenas.
So then faith cometh by hearing.
Entonces la fe viene por
and
oír.
That by the word of God.
Y eso por la palabra de Dios.
Somewhere along the line.
En ese camino.
That great city of Nineveh.
Esa gran ciudad de Nineveh.
Figured out, I gotta turn away from the way that I'm living.
Ellos sabían que ellos tenían
I'm
que convertir. Yo estoy enfermo de vivir
I'm
así.
Sick of living in my sin.
No quiero vivir en mis pecados.
Nineveh needed a preacher.
Nineveh necesitó a un predicador.
As they heard the cry, as
como
God
oyeron
heard their cry,
la grita.
He would tell Jonah.
Él iba a decir a Jonás.
He said, "Arise,
levántate,
and go."
Y ved.
He said, "Arise,
levántate,
and go."
Y id.
Three times we hear the word arise that is spoken to Jonah.
Tres veces oímos la palabra levántate.
Two times God tells him you need to arise.
Dos veces él dice eso.
The other time the shipmaster told him you need to arise.
La otra vez era el maestro del barco.
Can I preach to somebody in this sanctuary today?
¿Puedo predicar a alguien en ese santuario?
That the word in this house right now
que la palabra en esta casa
is arise,
es
go.
Levántate y va.
You gotta get up from where you are.
Tienes que levantar de donde
you
estás.
You can't be satisfied.
No puedes estar satisfecho.
Living in the house of God,
viviendo en la casa de Dios,
while souls perish every day,
mientras las almas
you
están
can't
muriendo,
be satisfied.
No puede ser satisfecho.
Living in the blessings of God,
viviendo en las bendiciones
living
de
in
Dios,
the overflow,
viviendo en esas bendiciones.
When there is a city,
cuando hay una ciudad,
that needs to hear the word of God,
que necesita oír la palabra
I come
de Dios,
to preach to somebody on a Sunday morning.
Yo vengo a predicar
you
a
gotta
alguien.
Get up out of your sleep.
Tiene que levantar de su,
the
de su
Bible
dormir.
Says,
la Biblia dice.
Arise,
levántate,
and go.
Y va.
Arise,
levántate,
and go.
Y vaya.
That arise and go is the same go that we find in the Great Commission.
Esa es la misma palabra que encontramos en la Gran Comisión.
It's the same commission.
Es la misma comisión.
It's to get up from the place where you are.
Era salir de ese lugar de donde estás.
It's to shake yourself from sleep.
Es como temblarte de tu
Jonah's
dormir.
In the bottom of the boat.
Jonás está en el barco.
And he's catching a nap.
Y él está durmiendo la siesta.
And hear me, the Bible says that he giveth his beloved sleep.
Y él da a sus hermanos.
And there is a time to sleep.
Y hay un tiempo para dormir.
But Jonah had a burden on his shoulder that God was pressing up against him.
Pero él tuvo algo en sus hombros.
He told him, I want you to get up. I want you to arise.
Y él dijo, yo quiero que levantes.
He said, you can't stay in the place where you are.
No puedes quedar en el lugar donde estás.
You can't sit there.
No te puedes sentar.
There are souls in that city that are perishing.
Hay almas en esa ciudad que están
he
muriendo.
Said, Jonah, I want you to get yourself up.
Yo quiero que te levantes.
He said, arise.
Él dijo, levántate.
And then he said, you gotta go.
Tiene que ir.
Which means I gotta take action.
Yo tengo que actuar.
And I gotta leave the place that I am.
Yo tengo que salir del lugar
de
donde estoy.
And I gotta wake up out of my sleep.
Y yo no puedo
dormir.
And I
gotta begin to move toward the city that God has called me to.
Y comenzar a mover a la ciudad de Dios
que me está llamando. Can I tell somebody today?
Puedo decir a alguien hoy.
That there is a city.
Que hay una ciudad.
That needs to hear your voice.
Que necesita oír tu voz.
Can I tell you?
Te puedo decir,
there's a city
hay una ciudad
that needs to hear what God has buried deep down in your spirit.
De lo que Dios te ha dado en
there's
su espíritu.
A city
hay una ciudad
that's desperately awaiting the words that you will preach.
Que está esperando tus palabras
but
de predicación.
Get up, Jonah.
Pero tienes que
you
levantar.
Gotta stop sitting on your hands.
Tienes que parar de sentar
the
en
Bible
tus manos.
Says,
la Biblia dice,
arise,
levántate
and go.
Y vaya.
You can't be satisfied
no puedes estar satisfecho.
When your city is going to hell.
Cuando si tu
you
ciudad
can't be
está...
complacent.
No puedes estar
when your city is going to a devil's hell.
Cuando tu ciudad va
but somebody's got to stand up today.
Alguien tiene que levantarte hoy.
And you've got to arise.
Y levante por pie.
And go.
Y vaya.
Jonah's asleep.
Jonás está durmiendo.
With this commission.
Con esta gran comisión.
That was weighing down on his spirit.
Que estaba pesando en su
and
espíritu.
He shook it off time and time again.
Y él lo tiró muchas veces.
And he said, I don't want that call.
Él dijo, no quiero eso ya.
I don't want to do anything like that.
No quiero hacer algo como así.
Bible says in the fourth chapter.
La Biblia dice.
That the reason that Jonah didn't go.
Que razón.
Is because he knew that God was very merciful.
Era porque él sabía que Dios tenía mucha misericordia.
And that the people would turn around.
Y que el pueblo iba a arrepentir.
My God, Jonah had this charge deep down on him.
Jonás tenía esta carga en él.
And as he tried to shake the call,
y como él trató,
as he tried to move away from the responsibility that God had put on his shoulder,
mover de esa responsabilidad,
there were many prophets in the Old Testament.
Hay muchos profetas.
None had this charge.
Ninguno tenía esta
oportunidad. Can I tell you today,
te puedo decir hoy,
that what God has called you to do,
que lo que Dios te ha llamado a hacer,
from what God has called me to do,
es diferente de mi llamamiento.
What God has called you to do,
lo que Dios te ha llamado a hacer,
what God has called your neighbor to,
es diferente de su vecino.
But you got to figure out what God has created you for.
Pero tiene que conocer lo que Dios te ha
and you got to get about the business of doing what God has called you to.
Y tienes que estar preparado por el negocio que Dios te ha llamado.
Somebody give God praise right now.
¿Cuántos alaban al Señor?
He said, arise, Jonah.
Él dijo, levántate por pie.
You gotta wake yourself out of sleep.
Tiene que despertar.
You gotta get up today.
Tiene que levantar.
I don't know who I'm preaching to right now.
No sé a quién estoy predicando hoy.
But I'm telling you, this kingdom business.
Pero este negocio del reino.
Is all about other people.
Es todo sobre los otros.
And I know you found your seat of salvation.
Y yo sé que has encontrado tu siguiente de salvación.
But I'm telling you, it's hinging upon your words today.
Está cambiando por tus palabras.
That somebody else can hear the gospel of Christ.
Que alguien más puede oír la, el
evangelio. May not pull up to the pulpit today.
Tal vez ellos no vienen al altar.
But you are called to be a change agent in your world.
Pero eres llamado a ser un,
and there
un agente
a world
de cambiar.
Out there.
Hay un mundo acá.
That is desperately waiting on your words.
Que está esperando sus
There's
palabras.
A world out there.
Hay un mundo afuera.
That's waiting on you to wake up out of your sleep today.
Que te está esperando despertar.
Somebody's got to preach to them.
Alguien tiene que predicar.
Somebody's got to declare the word of God.
Alguien tiene que declarar.
Somebody's got to preach the gospel.
Alguien tiene que predicar el evangelio.
And God has called you for this city.
Y Dios te ha llamado a esa
you
ciudad.
You got to get an attitude, young people.
Tiene que tener una actitud.
That this is just not my bishop city.
Que no es el,
this
la ciudad
is just
de
not
mi obispo,
my pastor city.
O de mi pastor.
But this is my city.
Pero esta es mi ciudad.
And I got to preach to the city.
Y yo tengo que predicar.
I got to tell somebody that there's hope.
Yo tengo que
I got to tell somebody that there's peace.
Hay esperanza y paz.
I've got to preach the gospel to every creature today.
Yo tengo que predicar el evangelio.
And you may say, I don't have enough words to speak.
Y tal vez dices, no tengo suficientes palabras.
When you've got a prepared people.
Cuando tienes un cuerpo preparado, tienes a un pueblo que está esperando,
and waiting on the words that are sent from God.
Esperando por esas palabras que Dios te dio.
Jonah only had to preach five words.
Jonás solamente tenía que decir cinco palabras.
In our translation, we get eight words.
Tenemos ocho palabras.
He goes to the city.
Él va a la ciudad.
He steps to that city.
Él viene a esa ciudad.
And he says, yet 40 days.
Y él dice, fallaron como 40 días.
And Nineveh shall be overturned.
Y todo va a cambiar.
I don't know whether he said it over and over again.
No sé qué lo que él dijo.
But this is the sermon that we get in our hearing today.
Pero este es el mensaje que tenemos.
And it didn't matter how many words he spoke.
No se importó cuánta palabra.
And it didn't matter if he stood behind the pulpit or not.
No se importó si estaba en
but
una
he
iglesia.
Stood in the middle of the city.
Él se levantó en
and
el medio.
He began to declare the words that God had put in his mouth.
Y él comenzó a declarar las palabras que
I've
Dios
got a
te
question
dio.
For you today.
Yo tengo una pregunta hoy.
What has God told you to say?
¿Qué Dios te ha
what
dado
has God told
decir?
You to declare?
¿Qué Dios te dijo?
What has God told you to speak today?
¿Qué vas a decir hoy?
I wish somebody will get an attitude today.
Yo quiero que alguien tiene una
and
actitud
I wish
hoy.
Somebody will get a spirit of arise and go today.
Yo voy a ir.
And say, I'm not sitting back any longer.
No me estoy sentando.
I'm not just going to stand here in the church of blessing.
No me voy a quedar aquí.
When souls are perishing in my city.
Cuando las almas están muriendo en mi ciudad.
Somebody's got to get a burden for the city of Birmingham today.
Tiene que orar por la ciudad
somebody's
de Birmingham.
Got to get a burden for the place that God has chosen for you to dwell.
Tiene que orar por ese lugar.
Like Moses and the 70.
De Moisés y los 70.
The Bible says that God took of Moses' spirit.
Él dio de Moisés.
And he placed it on the 70.
Y los puso en los 70.
And with that comes
y con eso viene
a shared burden.
Un problema compartido.
Well, I get up under the burden of the man of God.
Si estoy abajo de ese,
and I take a little bit off his back.
Yo saco un poco de su
and I get to the man of God and I take a little bit more of the burden off his back.
Yo saco un poco más de ese predicador.
And I start to help bear the burden of the city.
Y yo ayudo, hacer la obra.
I come to tell somebody
yo vengo a decir a alguien
that you should be a soul winner in the house of God.
Que tú debes estar compartiendo
everybody under the sound of my voice.
Todos están abajo.
You were called to preach in this house.
Eras llamado a predicar.
The Bible says, "Go ye therefore."
La Biblia dice, va.
He's talking to you.
Él está hablando
He's
contigo.
He's talking to you.
Y a ti también.
He's talking to you.
Y a ti también.
But you've got to get up today.
Pero tienes que levantarte de pie.
You've got to arise and go.
Tienes que estar de pie.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
I know this is raw today.
Yo sé que esto es diferente hoy.
Just gotta preach what I feel in my spirit.
Pero yo tengo que predicar lo que está en mi espíritu.
I'm thankful for what we have here.
Estoy agradecido por lo que tenemos aquí.
I'm thankful that I can wake my kids up and bring them to an apostolic school.
Que puedo llevar a mis hijos a una escuela.
I'm thankful for the safety of the house of God.
En la seguridad de esta casa.
I thank God for it.
Yo agrado a Dios por eso.
You ought to be thankful that you have a safe place to come to.
Jóvenes, tienen que estar agradecidos.
Is anybody thankful today?
¿Cuántos están agradecidos hoy?
But the enemy will want us to get to a place of safety.
Pero el enemigo quiere que nosotros estemos seguros.
And a place where we are cut off from the rest of the world.
Y un lugar cortado del mundo.
And he'll get us into a place where everything is nice and everything is safe.
Y cuando todo está seguro y bueno.
And we get so disconnected from the world that we're supposed to reach.
Y estamos tan desconectados del mundo.
But the Bible says it this way.
Pero la Biblia dice así.
That we are in this world.
Que estamos en este
but
mundo.
We're not of this world.
Pero no somos de este mundo.
The only thing that means, young people, as you come to an apostolic school.
La única cosa que eso significa.
And as you surround yourself with the people of God.
Y estás alrededor del pueblo de Dios.
And as you separate yourself from the world.
Y te separas del mundo.
Is that when I go out?
Es cuando yo me voy.
I have to be more intentional.
Yo tengo que estar
about
intentando
preaching to my city.
Sobre predicando
I know I'm in an apostolic school all day.
Yo voy a una escuela
and I may
apostólica.
Not have an opportunity to reach somebody then.
Y no tengo una oportunidad allá.
But when I go out to the grocery store.
Pero yo cuando yo
and
voy,
when I get on my job.
En mi trabajo,
and when I get in my neighborhood.
En mi vecino,
I've got to preach to the city.
Yo tengo que predicar
I've got to
a la ciudad.
Find somebody.
Yo tengo que encontrar
and
a
publicly
alguien.
Declare truth to them.
Y proclamar la
I've
verdad.
Got to be a soul winner.
Yo tengo que alcanzar
I've got to find a Bible study to teach.
Yo necesito enseñar un estudio
Can I tell
bíblico?
You today, young people,
pero yo te digo,
that everybody needs to teach a Bible study.
Que todos necesitan
that you
enseñar.
Need to get under the burden of the house.
Cuando estás aquí en esta
and
casa,
you need to sit down with somebody.
Te sientas con alguien,
and you need to preach to the city.
Y predicar a la ciudad.
Praise.
Gloria a Dios.
Does anybody believe what I'm preaching today?
¿Cuántos creen lo que yo estoy predicando? Tiene que levantar tu cabeza
lift up your eyes.
Y sus ojos
get yourself off of the business of life.
Y no estar sobre el negocio de vida.
There's a city out there.
Hay una ciudad afuera.
There's a city.
Hay una ciudad.
There's cars screaming by this building every single day.
Hay carros viniendo por
There's
este
people
edificio.
That are passing by hope every single day.
Ellos están pasando
and
por.
When we go out and engage our world,
y cuando vamos afuera
we've got to be certain.
Tenemos que estar ciertos que estamos predicando.
Come to declare today in this house
yo vengo a decir a alguien
that it's time for us to preach to the city.
Que ahora es el tiempo para
it's
predicar.
It's time for us to go out and publicly declare.
Y proclamar.
It's time for you to open up your mouth and preach what God has given you to preach.
Ahora es el tiempo de abrir tu boca.
And it may not be in the pulpit.
Y tal vez no está aquí.
But God wants you to speak.
Pero Dios quiere que
and
tú
God
hables.
And God wants you to preach His word.
Él quiere que predique
and
su
God
palabra.
Wants you to declare truth.
Y declarar
Somebody clap your hands in this house.
Aplaude sus manos a Dios.
As Christ commissioned his disciples.
Como Cristo dijo a sus
Matthew
discípulos.
Matthew chapter 10.
Mateo capítulo 10.
And when he called them.
Cuando él los llamó.
Unto him his 12 disciples.
Sus 12 discípulos.
He gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out.
Él les dio poder contra los espíritus.
And to heal all manner of sickness and manner of disease.
Y sanar todas las maldades y enfermedades.
And he told them this.
Y él les dijo esto.
He said, as you go.
Como tú vas.
He said, preach.
Predican.
Saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Diciendo que el reino está
he
aquí.
He said, heal the sick and cleanse the leper.
Sane el enfermo.
Raise the dead and cast out devils.
Levante el muerte.
He said, freely you have received.
Tienes, has recibido.
Now freely give.
Ahora tú das.
If you study your Bible,
si tú estudias tu Biblia,
as you begin to walk through the pages of the Word of God,
como tú comienzas a hablar,
when God begins to give a commission,
cuando Dios da una comisión,
oftentimes He tells His people,
muchas veces Él dice a su pueblo,
for Philip, He tells him, I want you to arise.
Por Felipe, él dice, quiero que te levantes.
And go to the Ethiopian eunuch.
Y vaya a la eunuch.
He says, arise.
Él dice, levanta.
He says, go.
Y vaya.
And he says, preach.
Y predica.
When Peter was supposed to preach to Cornelius,
cuando Pedro estaba
predicando, he uses the same language.
Él usa lo mismo idioma.
He says, Peter, I want you to arise.
Quiero que te levantes.
I want you to go.
Y vaya.
And I want you to preach.
Y yo quiero que prediques.
I want you to publicly proclaim.
Y proclamar en público.
I want you to declare to the man Cornelius.
Quiero que declarar a ese hombre.
You don't understand, Peter.
No entiendes, Pedro.
I'm about to do something that I've never done before.
Yo voy a hacer algo que no he hecho
antes.
But
I need somebody to get up from where you are today.
Pero yo necesito que alguien se levante.
And I need you to arise.
Y levántese.
And go.
Y vaya.
And somebody preach to the city today.
Y cuando predican a la ciudad
hoy. I
want
to get this in your spirit today.
Necesitaré eso en su
espíritu.
That
I was called to preach the gospel.
Que yo era llamado a predicar el evangelio a cada país.
Somebody clap your hands today.
Aplaude sus manos.
I'm almost done preaching as they come to the music.
Yo estoy terminando, venga la música.
Somebody is waiting on what you have to say.
Alguien está esperando por lo que tiene que decir.
The word is not the.
La palabra es.
It's even in your mouth.
Está aún en tu boca.
I know you don't seem qualified.
Yo sé que no lo ves.
I know you feel like we can get somebody else to do it that has a better degree in the word of God.
Tú piensas que tenemos otras personas.
Jonah only had to say 5 words.
Pero Jonás solo tenía que decir 5 palabras.
God has already put the words in your mouth.
Él ha puesto las palabras en tu boca.
As you begin to go out to your city,
como tú vas a su ciudad,
in that time, God's going to give you the words to speak.
En este tiempo, Él te va a dar la palabra.
And there are going to be people that are broken and hurting.
Y habrá pueblo que necesita.
And people that have already been trying to find the church.
Que están tratando de encontrar la iglesia.
But they just need a preacher.
Pero ellos necesitan un predicador.
They just need somebody to preach to them.
Solo necesita a alguien predicar a ellos.
They just need somebody to point out the way.
Ellos necesitan que alguien encuentre
they
la manera.
They just need somebody to say, I've got the way.
Yo tengo el camino.
I've got the truth.
Yo tengo la verdad.
I've got the light.
Yo tengo la vida.
I've got everything that you've been looking for.
Yo tengo todo lo que necesitas.
Somebody's got to preach to the city today.
Alguien tiene que predicar
somebody's
a la ciudad.
Somebody's got to get up from where you are.
Y levántate de donde
and
estás.
Go.
Y vaya.
And preach the gospel to
y
every creature.
Y predicar la palabra de Dios.
Stand with me all over this house.
Levántate hoy.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
This is our city.
Esa es nuestra ciudad.
This is my city.
Esa es mi ciudad.
Birmingham Metro has a population of 1 million.
Birmingham tiene una población de 1 million personas.
115,000.
115,000.
289 people.
289.
And we're adding to that number daily.
Y estamos añadiendo a ese número.
And this is your city.
Esta es tu ciudad.
There's no way that we're going to be able to reach everybody from just having church on Sunday morning.
No hay una manera de alcanzar a esas personas solo aquí.
But as you go.
Pero como tú vas.
Preach.
Predica.
This is your city.
Esta es tu ciudad.
I just wonder, is there anybody under the sound of my voice?
Yo quiero saber si hay alguien abajo de mi voz
that can slow down long enough.
Que puede estar tan lento.
I know life is busy.
Yo sé que la vida está
ocupada. I know you've got a lot of stuff to do.
Y tienes mucho a hacer.
But can you slow down long enough?
Pero puedes estar lento.
To hear the cries of your city.
Oír la clama
can you
de
slow
tu ciudad?
Down long enough?
Estar lento.
To hear the people that are praying out right now.
Oír el pueblo que está llorando.
I don't know what to do today.
Yo no sé lo que hacer hoy.
But I just need a preacher.
Pero yo necesito un predicador.
I don't know where to go today.
Yo no sé a dónde voy.
But send me a preacher, God.
Pero envíame un predicador.
I don't know what I need to do or where I need to go.
Yo no sé lo que necesito
or
hoy.
How I can be saved.
¿O cómo fuera usted salvado?
But can somebody come and preach the gospel to
¿Pero
me?
Puede alguien venir y predicar?
Come on, God has put hope in your mouth today.
Dios ha puesto esperanza
God
en tu
has
boca.
Put grace in your mouth today.
Y gracia en tu boca.
God has put salvation in your mouth today.
Y salvación en tu boca.
Arise and go right now.
Levántate y vaya.
Arise and go right now.
Levántate y vaya.
And preach to the city.
Y predica a la ciudad.
Preach to the city.
Predica a la ciudad.
Somebody lift up your hands all over this house.
Levante sus manos en toda esta casa.
Oh my God, I wish somebody will get a burden today.
Yo quiero que alguien tiene eso.
I wish somebody will shoulder up under the burden today.
Yo necesito que alguien haga la hora.
I wish you'll say if you can use anything, God.
Si puedes usar cualquier cosa.
Why don't you use me?
¿Por qué no me usas?
I may not have the words to speak right now.
Tal vez no tengo las palabras para predicar.
But God, if you put the words in my mouth,
pero si tú pones las palabras en mi boca,
I'll preach to the city.
Yo predicaré a la ciudad.
Somebody lift up your hands and lift up your voice right now.
Levante sus manos y su voz ahora.
Somebody begin to cry out to God.
Y clame al Señor.
Somebody begin to pray right now.
Y comienza a hablar.
God, I'll preach to the city.
Dios, yo predicaré a la
God,
ciudad.
I'll preach to the lost.
Yo predicaré a los
God, I'll preach to the hurting heart.
A los que están dañando.
Somebody pray all over this house.
¿Cuántos oran en esta casa?
Come on, if you need hope today. You come to the right place. If you're looking for joy today. You're in the right house today. If you need to be baptized in Jesus' name, today is your day. If you need the Holy Ghost, God will fill you with His Spirit right now. Somebody press on in right now. Somebody go to God in prayer. Somebody begin to lift up your voice. for somebody right now.
Ore por alguien.